was just telling Fleegs a minute ago, the day after Labor Day, and it is now officially the day after Labor Day, and you know there's like some sense of normality when I'm driving around Brooklyn for like 45 minutes to find a spot late at night. That's when you know things are getting back to normal. A whole lot of people are finding their way back into the area. And yet here we are. It's another year. And I know the start of the year, obviously, is January the 1st. But like from a sports standpoint, from, you know, a radio standpoint, in many ways, we really get it rolling that Tuesday after Labor Day. And if you would have told me 2 weeks ago, if you would have told me a month ago, heck, if you would have told me back in late July that we would be sitting here a day after Labor Day and the New York Yankees would only be a game over the 500 mark, never in a million years would have believed you. I mean, the odds I would have given you, if you would have called me back in late July and said, JJ, I got news for you. You're going to come in and do a show the day after Labor Day, and your beloved New York Yankees are only going to be one game over 500. I mean, I would have given you 51 odds. Easily. But that's the reality. And yesterday, if you listen to me over the course of the 4 hours, I think you could get a sense for my anger, my frustration, all boiling over. I mean, we had a little therapy session with Eric Hubs on Saturday night. We did that over a cocktail. Didn't seem to help. Sunday, the Yankees go and lay an egg, and they lose 3 out of 4 to the Orioles. And as they went up to Toronto, and we knew how pivotal a series this was going to be, the Yankees trying to make their move. I can't believe I'm saying this. I mean, the fact that I'm saying this just aggravates me. But make their move for second place in the American League East. They're currently behind the Toronto Blue Jays. They haven't played Toronto at all this year. And it's the first of 10 games between these two teams before the end of the year. This was actually a night where it got off to a pretty booming and rousing start for the Bombers. The bats actually showed up. Luke Voit, Aaron Hicks go back-to-back and belly-to-belly. Andujar hits a home run. Clint Frazier is doing his thing. And despite the lackluster, subpar start from Jordan Montgomery, and he was awful, the Yankees had this game exactly where it needed to be. At least you thought, going into the bottom half of the sixth inning. In fact, if you could have told me 24 hours ago, JJ, the Yankees would go into the bottom half of the sixth inning with a 6-2 lead, and you would have your full arsenal, your full complement of all of your high-leverage relievers, would you take it? I'd take it a run. But that, to me, is where the level of frustration gets kicked up another notch when it comes to this team. Because basically, they have invented ways to lose over the last three and a half weeks. Either they get subpar pitching, the lineup doesn't score, and when they get the lineup to actually give you something, that is when the bullpen is going to, you know, trip over their feet and flat out implode. Well, their implosion on Monday night, if you thought the Met game was bad last Thursday, if you thought the game 2 weeks ago, first game of the doubleheader was bad with Chad Green, think again. Think again. Because the Toronto Blue Jays against Chad Green and Adam Ottavino score, wait for this one, 10 runs in a row. 10 runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Walk after walk. Hit after hit. And in many ways, the minute Luke Voit booted the ball at first base, and I love Luke Voit. Offensively speaking, he's probably been the MVP of this Yankee team because he actually, dare I say, plays baseball. But you just kind of knew. And I'm sure for the Yankee fans listening to the show right now, you know exactly where I'm going with this. You just kind of knew the wheels were about to fall off the wagon because it's what we've watched. It's what we've witnessed over the better part of the last 3 weeks. I mean, the Yankees can't get out of their own way. And something that was supposed to be the key cog, the strength, and in many ways has been the strength of the Yankees over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. It has been that bullpen. But let's call it like it is. The Yankee bullpen this year has been an out-and-out nightmare. It's been a nightmare. Chad Green has not done the job. Adam Ottavino has not done the job. Zach Britton has been okay at best. Aroldis Chapman has been awful. Not only are you seeing and feeling the absence of Tommy Kahnle, but guys you were expecting, you know, lockdown, big things out of, have been as bad as can be. I have been very critical and I've been very harsh on the Yankee manager. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't think he's done a particularly good job this year. It's not all his fault. Obviously, there's been a lot of injuries. But the Yankees should not be a game over 500. We've talked about this lack of urgency that you've seen in the way these games have been managed. Some of the decisions that have been made have been beyond baffling. I mean, they have been easy, easy, easy first guesses watching these games from afar. And I don't like to come on Twitter and be the Monday morning quarterback, but there have been far too many of these games where you could see it coming from a mile away. Why was decision A made? Sure enough, whatever that decision may be by Aaron Boone, it blows up in his face. There have been plenty of those nights, and there have been plenty of nights I could come on the air and I could kill the Yankee manager. I got to be fair on this one. Monday night for me is not one of those nights. And I guess for some of you, you can make the argument, well, Adam Ottavino clearly doesn't have it. Adam Ottavino can't get anybody out. Why not get him out of there? At that point, folks, game's over. He's one of your big guns. He's one of your big guys. My bigger issue is why can't Chad Green and Adam Ottavino go out and do the job? What's with the nibbling? What's with the walks? What's with the lack of execution? We could go through injuries till the cows come home. But this Yankee team is doing absolutely nothing if the bullpen continues to pitch like this. Nothing. It's not even worth discussing their fate, their future, and whatever the case may be. And you guys know me. I am usually a very positive person. I don't consider myself one of these skies falling type of guys. It's just not in my DNA. I don't think it's in my nature. I usually try to paint the best picture I can. I can't paint a pretty picture right now. Sorry, I can't do it. The next man up approach that was so effective for the Yankees a season ago has been a monumental failure this year. Look at the guys who stepped up in a big way a season ago. Brett Gardner put more games in the Yankee outfield than anybody and was great last year. Stinks this year. Mike Tauchman, who was a revelation and was every bit a keeper. Mike Tauchman this year can't hit with power, hasn't gotten a hit, it feels like, in two and a half weeks, and his bat looks like it belongs in, you know, a beer league softball game that you find in Central Park. It's not good. Mike Ford does not look like a major leaguer with the way he's played this year. Same could be said for the catcher, Gary Sanchez. But, you know, you take Gary Sanchez out of the lineup, and I think the Yankees did the right thing by doing that over the last 2 days. To look at him and pin him as, like, the root of all evil, he's been a bitter, monumental disappointment. But he is not alone. That next man up mentality was the saving grace in 2019. This year, it's next man up on the interstate. That's what it's been. It's been spotty starting pitching. I mean, Garrett Cole has not lived up to the billing. Do I think he'll be fine? Yes. Stuff's too good. Talent's too good. But that game we saw Saturday night against the Orioles, you're going to tell me that's what an ace is supposed to do? Garbage. Nonsense. And don't make the excuse for the Tyro Estrada era. I need more out of Garrett Cole. Jordan Montgomery's last two starts? Joke. And I get it, the Yankees have injuries. But you know what? So do the Tampa Bay Rays. Toronto Blue Jays are playing this series without two of their best hitters. Bo Bichette is not playing. Teoscar Hernandez is not playing. They find ways to win. I, for the life of me, cannot even begin to describe how baffled I am that we will be sitting here throughout the course of this week, two more games with Toronto, and then four games with the Baltimore Orioles. And guess what? They're big games for the playoffs. I mean, are you kidding me? The New York freaking Yankees are in this battle now for the eighth seed? That is a joke. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear the injury excuse. I really don't. Because there's still more than enough talent here to play better than this. You want to tell me it's not good enough to beat Tampa Bay? Fine. They're playing at an extremely high level. That's one thing. The fact that the Yankees right now are being lumped in with the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles and the Seattle Mariners is an embarrassment and a disgrace. And I don't think they're missing the playoffs, okay? I'll probably say this all September. I just can't even begin to describe what my brain would be going through if the Yankees actually missed the postseason. But I want to make this clear. And I've been a supporter of the Yankee manager. I think last year, to his credit, I think he did an unbelievable job. But there are certain things that just cannot stand from an optic standpoint. And if the Yankees would have missed the postseason this year, there is no way in the world I'm bringing back the Yankee manager. I'm sorry. There's no way in the world I'm doing it. And I don't want to hear 60-game season, and I don't want to hear COVID, and I don't want to hear injuries. I don't want to hear any of it. You are the New York freaking Yankees. You can't beat out the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. I don't care if it's 60 games. I don't care if it's 20 games. I don't care if it's 162 games. That is the sort of thing that if I were running the team, there's no way I'd be able to tolerate it. I'm sorry. I would not. Because it would be embarrassing. It would be the sort of thing where I would wake up if I owned the team and it would just like have the blood boiling to no end. It would have language coming out of my mouth that I could never in a million years say here on New York Radio because I'd probably lose my job. But yeah, if I own a team, like I imagine how angry I am now. Well, my team, oh my, it'd be another level. That's why the Yankees got to right the ship. No excuses. But if this bullpen is not going to find a way to get outs, I don't know what you're supposed to do. Like this game here on Monday night, four-run lead, Chad Green and Adam Ottavino. This is not Sunday. Well, we got on the Yankee manager. One-run game, sixth inning, going to Luis Sessa. Said it yesterday. I thought it was a terrible, terrible move. Blew up in his face. You go to Green and Ottavino, you're not going to be second-guessed. These are supposed to be the horses. These are supposed to be the big guns. And right now, they're awful. And the Yankees are awful and have been over the last 3 weeks. They're not a fun team to watch. They found ways to lose. And now it's to a point where you actually have some Yankee fans out there. And you're actually going to have people wondering whether or not the New York Yankees could find their way into the postseason. Just let that sink in for a minute. The fact that we are sitting here discussing the possibility of the Yankees being on the outside looking in which eight teams make the postseason, To me, it's inconceivable. But when you lose 14 of your last 19 games, it's a conversation you got to have. No, I ain't going to be painting no pretty picture on this Yankee stretch over the last month. They look like a bad baseball team. And I know you get in, anything can happen. You get a couple of guys back, and the look and your feel, your roster may look drastically different. But on September the 8th, you tell me the Yankees are going to make noise in the playoffs, they'll laugh in your face. I'm sorry. The idea of the Yankees going to Tampa, good luck. Good luck with the way they played. It has been miserable watching them. And I don't want to hear the excuses. At least Aaron Boone wasn't all, you know, rosy and cheery after this one. Because if I heard I saw a lot of good things, I'd be pulling the hair out that much more. Misery. Absolute misery. Yankees have now lost 14 of 19 games. Woof.